In the Middle East today, Israel launched a new round of air and ground attacks in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Palestinians say two children were killed by the Israeli fire, and at least 25 Palestinians were wounded. Israel's government has announced it is severing all contacts with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in retaliation for a Palestinian attack yesterday that killed 10 Israelis. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles at Palestinian government buildings in the West Bank city of Ramallah, at an office of Arafat's Fatah movement in Jenin, and at several security targets in Gaza. Mohammed Wahidi, who works for the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, was on his roof when the Israeli attack began.
The people there in the street are scaring and they are running everywhere. Here, there is a bomb. Now, another one. Here you go. That's it. This is Gaza at night. It's really scary city now.
Wahidi said one missile landed just behind a mosque where Hamas spokesman Dr. Mahmoud Zahar often leads prayers. Zahar's house is next to the mosque. In Ramallah, Israeli troops commandeered the home of Marwan Barghouti, a charismatic leader of Arafat's Fatah faction. Israeli tanks are also now within 100 yards of Arafat's office in Ramallah. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath says Israel's announcement that it has severed ties with Arafat, along with the airstrikes and ground incursions, amount to a declaration of war on the Palestinian Authority.
Israel is trying to subdue us, beat us, destroy our authority, and every time it thinks it has a green light or an amber light from the United States, it just goes further using American weapons, F-16s, Apache helicopters, bombs, rockets, the works.
Shaath says the Palestinian Authority still wants a ceasefire and wants to crack down on Islamist militants. Yesterday, the Palestinian Authority ordered all offices of Hamas and Islamic Jihad closed, but the order was rescinded after the Israeli airstrikes began. Israeli Army spokesman Brigadier General Ron Kitri says most of the recent Israeli attacks have focused on offices connected to Force 17, Arafat's personal bodyguard force that Israel has branded a terrorist organization.
We attacked them in Gaza, and we strengthened our hold around Ramallah and in some other places. We have cut the Gaza Strip into three pieces to prevent terrorists from moving from one area to another.
Israeli officials say they no longer believe Arafat's promises that he will try to stop attacks on Israelis. Cabinet Minister Tzipi Livni.
The situation now is that Chairman Arafat is doing nothing to stop terror. There is no use to speak with him about how to stop terror while he's activating terror.
Israeli officials say they expect air raids and ground incursions to continue. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.